at the 2018 CUNA GAC in this town called Washington, D.C. And it looks like a lovely summer day outside with the sun out there.
It's really teasing us. I've told it's about 60 degrees. It looks really sunny. And we're here in the convention center.
Having a good time.
We are having a good time.
Talking to Ryan Donovan here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. This has been a phenomenal conference so far.
It's been stellar.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the talk has been about former President Bush being here.
I'm a little worried, Mike.
Why?
How are we going to top this next year? I don't know.
That's a good question.
But no, it has been really neat.
Yeah.
We loved to have the president here yesterday speaking to the conference. We've had the NCUA board members. Mick Mulvaney brought down the House earlier today.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to having a series of members of Congress speak to the conference, just as we always do. But they're going to deliver a message that they strongly support credit unions, that they understand the regulatory burdens that we're facing, and that they're ready to do something about it.
And how? And that brings me back to the question, your question, how are you going to top next year? My gosh. I mean,
well, we're
we pretty much had a...
The great thing is
we
always try to put ourselves in the best position, you know, and we're going to have some elections later this year, and the outcome of that's really uncertain right now. Democrats might take control of Congress.
Yeah.
Who knows? Whatever happens, we're going to be really well positioned, and we're going to have a credit union majority in Congress, and that's going to be great for credit unions, and it'll be great for the GAC in 2019,
too. Of course. Well, let's talk. Well, speaking of that, let's talk about advocacy efforts in 2018 going into next year. So what can we expect this year? What do we need to do for 2018,
well,
and why is 2018 important?
We are on the precipice of having regulatory relief legislation passed through the Senate and really on a track to become law. And that's real exciting. It's something that we've been hoping for, working on for several years. And as I was telling the group yesterday during our advocacy briefing, we're at a place this year where our key ask couldn't be any clearer. Yes on S-2155. That's what I need folks to go to the Hill and talk about this week. And so we're hopeful that in a couple weeks that bill will be on the Senate floor, maybe even as early as next week.
Wow.
And we're working to make sure that when the Senate passes that bill, because we've done so much work to get the votes that we need, that the House will take that piece of legislation up, pass it, and send it right to the president. There may be some bumps along the way, but that's what we're hoping for.
Okay.
We feel really good about this, as you can probably tell.
I can tell. You seem very excited about it.
Yeah.
Well, and as always, consistency is key in advocacy efforts. And so what are you guys doing to keep that consistency going, and how can it trickle down to us?
Well, okay, so we've got our visits here this week. That really sets the tone. You know, one of the things that the CUNA League system has earned is a reputation for delivering a unified voice on Capitol Hill. The National Journal studies associations and industries and their effectiveness in front of policymakers, and their most recent study said that the CUNA League system is the number one association in Washington in terms of presenting a unified voice to policymakers. And that all begins here this week when we've got credit unions from across the country here at the biggest credit union conference in Washington delivering that message.
Yeah.
Did you know that the next largest gathering of credit unions in Washington, D.C. are the CUNA League Hike the Hills in September?
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's
true. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you got number one and two.
We got number one and two. So that's how we start with our unified voice. Coming out of the GAC, what we're going to need folks to do is remember that advocacy is a process, not an event. So we need folks to be following up with their members of Congress, following up with their senators, and certainly as we get close to a Senate vote on this legislation, making sure that they're communicating with those offices, that they're having their staffs, their volunteers, and even their members sending messages in that say, yes on S-2155.
Okay, and when you say communication, what do you mean by that?
Well,
I'll send a text message, I'll send a letter, I'll send a phone call, or what?
All of the above,
all
Mike.
Above? Okay.
I mean, we've got, we're doing this fantastic phone to action where you can send a text message through your phone straight to Capitol Hill, and there's information about that on our website.
I like that.
You can send an email, you can send a letter, drop off a note at the district office. What we try to do in terms of delivering our message to Congress is to make sure that we are saturating policymakers with our message, mm-hmm. so that they're not just hearing from mm-hmm. it from our lobbyists here in Washington or the advocates with the leagues, mm-hmm. but that they're hearing it everywhere they go, here in Washington, back at home, and they're hearing it from different voices, mm-hmm. professional advocates, credit union professionals, credit union volunteers, and yes, credit union members too. Mm-hmm. So any way you can get the message through, let's get the message through.
And what's the message? What do you want them to say?
The message is that it's time for common sense regulation, and the Senate's put together a bipartisan common sense regulatory relief bill. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. S-2155, okay. and it's time to vote yes on S-2155.
Okay. And what can they do to capture the attention of their representative? Because you can talk about the legislation, of course.
Yeah,
so what else can they...
Well, I think
it's
the stories, right?
Okay, yeah,
so it's every credit union's got a great story. They were founded for a particular reason, to meet a need of a particular group, and every day they're serving their communities. So those stories are incredibly powerful to help reinforce the reason why mm-hmm. we need this legislation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I started my talk yesterday. I walked up to the We Didn't Start the Fire. We didn't start the fire, but we're certainly getting burned by it in terms of overregulation, and it's time
yeah.
for us to set aside one-size-fits-all regulation to allow the regulation, which is necessary, to be tailored
sure.
for the size and complexity
sure.
of the institution.
Sure.
Credit unions didn't cause the problem, but they're certainly being asked to be part of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be part of the solution, and it starts with common sense regulation.
Right on. And last question for you, because I know you're all over this place.
Yeah.
What do you want to learn here? What do you want to achieve? I'm kind of asking everybody this.
Yeah.
What do you want to achieve
here? It's a fantastic question. You know, when you ask that question, I'm sure of other folks who are coming to the conference as attendees, they're going into education sessions and into the general session, and they're interested in listening to the speakers and everything. I have a responsibility to help make sure that we're delivering that quality product. But I am also very eager to learn at this conference. And what I am eager to learn about is what are the challenges facing credit unions? Because the other thing that we start at this conference is we're starting to begin to put together our 2019 advocacy agenda. So throughout the course of this year, we're going to be listening to our members again. We're going to be engaging with credit unions, with our league partners, with our new CUNA associate member partners, mm-hmm. CUSOs, and other mm-hmm. Other entities that support credit union service.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be putting together a fierce, bold advocacy agenda for 2019. And it all begins by listening and learning to the needs and the challenges of our credit unions.
Indeed, indeed. Ryan, something tells me you like your job.
I love it. I love it. I'm so honored.
Great message.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you
so much.
Always for your time
you
and
bet.
All your efforts. You guys do a great job, so keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Well done.